Hello, I'm Cindy TV, and I've been working here for 3 days, and already I see a bright, shiny future in my new career, Corporate Synergy.
Hi, I'm Heavy Cream, and I was recently named Employee of the Month. But you know what? I've had it officially. I quit.
And this is Drag Drive-Thru.
Serving bitches 24/7, honey. In this episode, it's I Heart the 90s. RuPaul Ooh. Goes back to Party City where she belongs.
Yes.
Bud gets her drag makeover.
Fiesta.
And we interview Gainesville rocket scientist, dumb bitch, and scientific anomaly, Inertia.
Oh my God. Once she starts talking, she never stops.
She keeps going and going and going and going.
I think we use that joke later on too.
Cindy Television, you've got a new makeover lately, huh?
Hello, Heavy Cream. That's true.
You know,
that's
you
true.
You look beautiful today with your Skeksis ruffled collar. I'm really enjoying that.
Are you saying that I look like a Skeksis?
No.
With
no.
that skin, honey?
Oh, yeah.
The pustules.
The pustules.
Pustules. Are they pustules? Pustules?
They call them pustules.
Pustules, yes.
Pustules.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's true. So I started doing drag because of Drag Workshop,
right,
which is
right.
a
That's
little
exciting.
Thing we put together.
I was so excited to see you. You've kind of really you've come a long way in a really short amount of time.
That's true. Well, I also just watched you do it for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, I won't do it that way.
Well, the good news is you've learned all your lessons for 3 years.
No, but that's really true.
It
which
really is.
That
it really
you
is.
Started
yeah.
from the ground up and mm-hmm. you were like building really slowly your drag. Mm-hmm. And I was there through all of that. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, at the time, we were mostly using your money, mm-hmm. So I didn't have to make the mistakes that I saw you make. That's
right, right.
That's, like, not that's an insult.
Truth.
That's
yeah,
just
yeah,
the
no,
truth.
Absolutely right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which is great. And I think that's one of the big benefits of Drag Workshop. So you were contestant number one in Drag Workshop pageantry.
Oh, was I?
Yeah.
Contestant number
contestant
one.
Contestant number
contestant
one.
Contestant number 69.
Right. Now, if for those of you who don't know, Drag Workshop is non-competitive, and that's the whole intention behind it. So being a little playful with pageantry and
oh,
contestant
yeah.
number one is part of the fun that we do.
Well, we did a commercial for it with our previous episode. Mm-hmm. But just basically what it is that for 6 weeks we sat around... We tackled a different topic each week for 4 hours on a Saturday.
Right.
And just sort of like worked through everything. And then in the end, we put together a performance at our local theater, the Hippodrome. What?
Okay.
And it was so great. It was
yeah. Okay. But the coolest thing is what, you know, when we started Drag Workshop, when we literally had our first workshop, you were not Cindy Television.
That's true. That's yeah. true. Yes.
Literally, the first session that we had from Drag Workshop, you walked out discovering Cindy Television, deciding to discover Cindy Television.
That's
that
true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you were very inspired by the first session.
I was inspired. I had talked to Oliver a little bit about uh-huh. maybe
now
experimenting.
Oliver is Madison Blows.
Oh, I'm sorry. Madison Blows. Uh-huh. Madison Blows. A little bit about it beforehand in Messenger because I had messaged him asking, you know, just answering questions about the workshop. So I had a little bit of an idea, but when we were there, I was like, oh, I should just do it. And that way I know yeah.
and then
how to
have
do more
the
things.
Experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it'd make a huge difference in the long term for you to learn that. But
right. Like the next time we do right. Drag Workshop, which is coming up September 19th, mm-hmm. hint, hint, shameless plug, mm-hmm. sign up for Drag mm-hmm. Workshop.
Just go to dragworkshop.com, honey. Wait, that's what's the address again?
Dragworkshop.com. You can spell work any way you want.
That's right.
So now that we're going into the second session, I do know how to do a couple of things. I feel pretty comfortable with makeup. I don't feel comfortable with performing. Like, there's still things for me to grow in, but mm-hmm. at least now I have some sort of like material connection to mm-hmm. what we're trying
yeah,
to teach
and I mean,
people.
To be honest with you, you kind of got 3 years of my experience all wrapped into 6 weeks. So that was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But you know, I want to ask you something else too,
okay.
because when you decided you wanted to do Cindy Television, do you find that it was more than just the desire to know how to do this stuff? It was actually something you really, really enjoyed.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, I still haven't, I don't feel comfortable enough yet to really feel like the freedom that I want in terms of performance. Mm-hmm. But I've started to feel that freedom in makeup. Like, yeah. I'm starting to feel more comfortable with makeup and like it, I can do whatever I want.
It's not about being able
it's
to
enjoyable.
Do it.
Which
you would, you just love it. You really no, got a very, you've gotten a lot.
And I like to shop, and drag is all about shopping, really.
And your Amazon wish list is growing longer
it's
and longer
huge.
Every day.
It's huge.
Your husband wants a divorce because because you can't fix the AC in his car.
God, that's true. I'm like, we can't afford this. It's too expensive. Meanwhile, I just spent like $250 on Amazon on like a dress.
Right, right. One dress that you probably haven't even worn yet. And you're kind of like ho-hum about.
I haven't worn it. It doesn't fit quite right, but it was worth it.
Good, good, good. Well, that's exciting. I'm glad you started drag, and welcome to Drag Drive Thru, a rebranded version of Cream and Two Sugars.
That's true.
We hadn't really talked about that. Yeah.
Warning, everyone, you were subscribed to Cream and Two Sugars. It is now Drag Drive Thru.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And that's because, you know, you had your little glow up, right? It's not about just
I wouldn't call it a glow up. I would call it a diarrhea.
An implosion?
Implosion?
What do they call it?
What's the adjective version of diarrhea? Diarrheal?
Diuretic?
That means it makes you pee.
Oh, I see.
But that's the same. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you
I had a diuretic implosion.
What is it? Self-imploding?
Yeah. Self-imploding diuretic. Yeah. Yeah, so the branding has changed.
That's right. Drag Drive Thru.
And, you know, speaking of shopping, spending money on a bunch of crazy shit, there are some lovely cheap wigs that are available to the world now.
Oh, really?
Have you heard about RuPaul's drag... Wait, no. RuPaul's Drag You Straight From Hell... Party City.
Where you belong, bitch.
Party City wigs.
Oh, I have. You know, okay, so this is one of your drag inspirations. I'm certain of it. James Mansfield.
Well, I feel like you might be like the poor man's version of Trixie Mattel, and then I might be the poor man's version of James Mansfield.
Speak for your damn self. Lower. I am definitely the poor man's version of Trixie Mattel. That's fine.
Trixie Mattel's rich now. Those wigs are like 6 feet tall.
They're amazing.
And you know she is not styling them herself.
So I'm literally trying to get the same effect with Got to Be Glued and some pins.
Right.
Okay, so that is
and
not
and half
working.
A wig, because yeah, the other wig. Half got snatched by other drag queens.
Right. Oh, look at the edges I snatched today, bitch. Look at the edges I snatched. Okay, well, yeah, I mean...
But James Mansfield does so many amazing things with those wigs.
Yeah, so she just did a review of RuPaul's wigs.
What was her...
At Party City. They're $50 a pop at Party City.
Oh, shit. That's like a wig.
Yeah, it's a wig, right?
Is it a lace front?
It is.
Are they lace front?
I can't remember specifically if it's a lace front. I think it is not a lace front. It's not.
Okay.
No.
So
I'm remembering for sure. It's definitely not a lace front.
Not a lace front. Okay.
It's a costume wig. It's a costume wig.
For $50?
Yeah. It's a costume wig. But the one thing... So James Mansfield actually did say that it was really, really... it was really not a bad wig.
Okay.
And he referred it to... He referenced it to the showgirl wigs of the 80s, back before drag queens had lace fronts and drag queens had whatever. This was like the original 80s showgirl wig that... people would go and buy, and they would tease, and they would learn how to do their own version of a lace front.
Yeah,
which was way back when.
God, I love James Mansfield.
Right, so she goes through all of this in her review of the wigs. She buys three, you know.
Does she style them each, or does
she
stack them?
One of them.
Okay. So she stacks one of three of them?
And it actually turns out really good. It turns out pretty convincingly a good wig, but she does have to style it.
That's great.
She doesn't go through all three of the wigs, but I'm wondering if maybe she's going to release some other ones later or something like that. But I think it's a really great tutorial, especially for people who love wig conversations. And I mean, you know, because one of the other things is sometimes you can easily get access to costume wigs, which we learned in drag workshop.
Oh yeah.
You know, and so styling costume wigs is a lot harder than styling a lace front. Well, in some ways. You just have to create your own
lace.
It's
a little less resilient.
Right, right. So I just thought it was an interesting tutorial that I thought we should share with our listeners. If you're interested in this type of thing, James Mansfield has a really great costume.
And her titties are amazing.
God, oh my God. Her titties. Do you, you're going to get the titties? Are you going to get James Mansfield titties?
No, I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do about the titties. The chest is a mysterious area for me.
A mysterious zone. Yeah, your drag workshop showcase performance was you with your titties out.
They fell out during the rehearsal, and I was like, well, if they're going to fall out, I guess they're going to fall out.
Which is drag 101. If it doesn't work,
put your titties out.
Go with it. Oh. Hey, Cindy Television, we have a special guest with us today. It is Inertia. She's okay. Inertia, how does how do you get introduced by what you were
Nicki Mirage? Oh. Nicki Mirage, girl. Oh my God, she's so old.
Okay, it's also 11 a.m. and I'm very tired. Okay, it's really
okay.
Noon,
it's but, noon. Yeah. Okay, first, okay, it's noon. But go ahead.
No, Nikki, when she first introduced me, she just rambled on. She was like, it's the science. It's the ball that keeps rolling. It's momentum. It's a science. She couldn't think of anything else. So she
because
just kept
it's
going.
Inertia.
Wait, you just got it?
I just got
but
it.
But you would think she would have come up with better things because she has...
she's a scientist,
she's
right?
She's getting her PhD
it's
in chemical engineering.
That keeps rolling. That's clever.
It's
I
funny.
Was thinking, oh my God, once she starts, you can't get her to stop.
That sounds like that intro.
She's rocket science. She's Dungeons and Dragons. She's cosplay.
Is that true? Like, you're actually a rocket scientist?
Yes. Yeah, I have my bachelor's in aerospace engineering, as well as a bachelor's in mechanical engineering.
Oh.
Wait, you got two?
Yeah.
Did you double major?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to finish school?
Just 5 years. Mm. And then...
You're not better than me.
Well, I'm doing my master's right now, too.
Yeah. And you're back at UF, right?
Yes. Yeah. I started my master's at Georgia Tech, and I'm doing the other half of it at UF.
Sweet. That's exciting. You're glad to be back in Gainesville?
Actually, yeah. It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And, you know, you spend so long in one place, you kind of get used to it.
Yeah. Were you homesick in Atlanta?
Yes and no. I got over the homesickness. It was more the expenses were a little much.
Atlanta. It's expensive.
And the traffic is crazy.
You have to get
on the interstate everywhere to go anywhere.
That was more Derek's problem because he had to go to work. I just walked to class because we lived close enough to the campus.
Oh. No, who is Derek?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Okay. And you moved to Atlanta.
My ex-boyfriend.
With Derek.
My soon-to-be ex-boyfriend.
My ex-boyfriend. Sorry, Derek. No kidding.
Hate to
and
break it to you.
This is how you tell them.
Some people text.
This
some
is actually
call.
A...
Some people record a podcast.
Some people record a podcast.
This is an elaborate scheme.
Well, so girl, how did you get started in drag?
Oh, Lord. So actually, when I started dating Derek, that was like the first time I went to the university club.
Shut the up. First time?
Yeah. I mean, I had seen drag shows before.
Oh, my God. You're 12 years old.
Well, I mean, so that was like 3 years ago. Uh-huh. And when at that point, I had seen drag shows before, but not like local drag shows. I was one of the, you know, I was like a basic white girl, like RuPaul's Drag Race. Woo. Like, that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And then so like I watched it with him over the course of like a year and 2 years. And I think a year ago for Halloween, I thought, hey, it would be funny if like I went in drag, you know.
Halloween, so, first night of drag.
So Bob the drag queen always said you're either a pride queen or a Halloween queen.
Uh-huh. Okay, because that's when you start drag.
Yeah, so I was the Halloween queen. So Rachel Boehm painted me. And,
really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I was a pride queen.
That's true.
One or
that's
the other.
That's true.
So she painted
weren't.
Me.
I was a drunk queen.
You were exactly. You were born. She was born this way, baby.
I was just drunk.
She didn't know. Then she slipped into a wig and then a dress and then heels.
It all goes down.
No, I started because of our workshop, drag workshop.
Of course, yeah.
Plug. Shame. I mean, shameful plug. Shameful plug.
Shameful plug. I'm down. Speaking of shameful plugs. Well,
I thought we were leaving Derek out of this. Come on now.
Well, it's been real nice. Gotta go.
Well, okay. So I don't know why I don't know why Cindy's gunning for Derek today. I don't know.
I'm so sorry, Derek.
Sorry, Derek. I love you.
Derek
I'm just
is
kidding.
A very, very interesting person. He's very wonderful. And I've always enjoyed hanging out with him and spending time with him.
I mean, he's highly responsible for me doing drag.
I was
going
to say he's a big part of it. So you met Derek, you went to University Club, and then
you know, over 2 years we just, you know, through our relationship,
he needed a doll to paint.
Literally, no. You should see. No, he did drag for a minute, and there's
a
reason
you on a shelf when not in use.
There's a reason he doesn't do drag anymore.
A coin operated drag.
No, but then I mean, I obviously love, like, I liked drag from the beginning, and then I really liked local drag, and getting to meet the queens that you see, like Roro. Mm. I met Roro, Crystal, Kelly. Those are the first three I met. Rachel. Mm. Mm-hmm. So it's like getting to know them, meet them, see what they were doing, meet up in the dressing room with them. I like the process. Mm-hmm. And then I just, you know, for Halloween that, like, a year ago or a little over a year ago now, I was just like, let's do drag for Halloween. Why not? And then mm-hmm. Rachel painted me because she's sweet.
She is.
And then I just liked the feeling. So it's hard to describe, but like every drag queen knows the feeling.
Yeah.
Your first time in drag, walking around, you're not yourself. You feel like a different person. It was cool. So
yeah.
I was like, I want to keep doing it. I also really appreciated the art behind it.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that, like, you could change literally everything about you just with makeup. Makeup's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was, 'cause mm-hmm. I used to do art in high school. And mm-hmm. I kind of lost that when I started engineering here. Mm-hmm. So it was like an artistic medium for me to pick up. Oh my god, I'm so rude to me.
At least it's
oh my god, turn your phone off.
At least it's not Grindr.
I can't help. I'm so popular.
Oh yeah, that's right. We were gonna include the
Grindr sounds.
Oh no,
that's your podcast, you whores. You didn't get a Grindr message.
Oh my god, Derek's gonna be having a field day. First I said ex-boyfriend, and there's gonna be Grindr notifications.
We're just gonna impose.
You're gonna be at the doghouse for like 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah,
okay. That was our goal. Trouble.
How are you gonna get to the gigs now, honey?
With my car.
Okay. All right, fine.
Next.
Wait, do you drive and drag?
I try not to, but there have been.
How are you going to take pictures, honey?
With my phone?
Mm-hmm.
I like selfies.
Any drunk person in the UC
just gotta
take
get
a picture.
Little, just get a drunk straight girl and be like, hey, can you take a picture of me in this hallway? It'll be 50-50.
That
it'll turn
one
out
hallway.
50-50.
That one hallway that we've got.
I hate that hallway.
We all hate
that hallway. Taking pictures is the worst. The light, like, even if you turn the lights all the way up, the lighting's horrible.
Now, you have some cosplay that you throw in on top of your drag. You did a whole series of Pokemon, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that? What was your inspiration?
No, not at all. No, I was kidding. Podcast is done. No. No, so when I started drag, before I started going out, I painted in my room and then I'd post it. A lot of those are gone now because, you know, it's old. But when I moved to Atlanta, I was worried that at first I wouldn't be doing a lot of drag because it was a new city. It takes a while to get, like, accumulated to, like, the new drag scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to kind of, like, do what I used to do, like, take time. Because I had a lot of spare time. Because I guess in grad school, even though it's harder, like, you have a lot of, like, extra time. Because it's either online or you don't take as many classes.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to sit around and just paint again like I used to. Keep up, like, my social media presence that I thought I had established at that point, you know, convince yourself things, but I wanted it to be not just like, I'm going to just paint a face and post it. I wanted it to be like something interesting. And the evolutions were something I had planned on doing for a while. And then I just had the time to do them. So I started them.
That's exciting. They look really great. I thought it was a neat little,
I had a
way
lot
to
of
connect.
Fun with them.
Yeah.
I call them like my phase one of drag because it was an opportunity to, while it looked like I was like doing different things, it was like intentional practice.
Right, right. It gave you an excuse.
Absolutely.
Right.
It gave me the
and
excuse
a little
to
project
try
to work towards.
Literally.
Yeah.
Different eyes, different contours, like very subtle things that like you may or may not notice. The eyes for sure, but like little other things.
Yeah. I was going to say, you've really changed on your eyes, actually. Your eyes have gotten a lot more subtle. Even in like your drag character.
Well, they fluctuate because I wanted to have an arsenal of those. Mm-hmm. I find like the drag eyes, to me, they're the most important part of drag. Because like contouring and highlighting,
it's pretty
putting
simple.
On a lip, it's pretty simple. It's like you can do something crazy with it if you want, but I find that it's not, like even if you do, people won't notice it. Like,
you say simple now, but yeah.
Well, I mean, let me tell you, like back when I started, I thought contouring was as simple. Here's some, put some brown right here, call it a day.
Wait, that's not what you do?
That's what I do.
I feel contouring is easy. Finding your place for it is not. Like finding where you need to put it.
Right.
Like learning
fair.
Your face.
That's
do you
fair.
Want to change
the
your
The check mark, you, the yeah. style of your face. Yeah.
That took me a while, but yeah. you know, like, do you want to do curved cheeks? Do you want them to go like more straight? Do you want to bring it all the way down to like your bottom lip, your top lip? Like, where do you want to bring
Even
it?
Even doing like the skeleton where you'd come out and then come down.
That's very prominent, like drag king looks. I do love that too.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh yeah, that's how Gorgon paints.
Yeah.
You have like Gorgon paint like a like a skeleton.
I mean, because that contour is like, contouring is powerful. It's like it's actually what changes the shape of your face.
Well, that
changes your bone structure.
Have you ever done any Dungeons and Dragons like things?
I have not.
Okay,
although,
that's a lie. You know, we used to have.
Well,
a,
no, we
a
played dirt, Dungeons and Dragons.
We both used our drag character, a drag character, right?
No, I made an evil clown because
You were an evil clown, and you were an evil clown in drag.
Well, yeah, I do have a clown costume. thank you, Felicia.
speaking of which, I just got a Snapchat from her. She seems to be doing well. I think she's getting baked off of some Sour Patch pot candy.
Well, that sounds fantastic.
So she's doing great.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. Great.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of evil clown, no, it's good.
That is an evil clown. That is really an evil clown.
When I got that costume, everyone was like, no, I thought Felicia threw that out. Why is it still alive? And now my goal is to keep it alive. Yeah. I will pass that thing on.
That's so cute. Did you get a lot of hand-me-downs?
I mean, yes. When I first started, for sure. Mm-hmm. Kelly gave me a lot of stuff, and so did Felicia. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because I believe Kelly got a lot of Felicia's stuff from the beginning too.
She did, yeah.
So it's like it's cool to see it all passed down. I'm like I feel like I'm at that stage now where I'm kind of like cycling them out of my closet. Mm-hmm, whenever I get something new, I kind of try to take something out of my closet to keep it current,
fresh.
Because I don't really care what people have to say, but like they'll notice every once in a
while. Oh, girl, please! I have worn the same outfit for the last 5 gigs.
You were just talking about
and
how
I'm
you
so
need something new.
I'm so sick of it, and I'm so tired of it.
Not my purple sequin dress that I've worn 17 times in a row.
It's so painful. You can't take pictures because you're like you spend all this work getting ready, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna post another picture on Instagram of me wearing the exact same outfit. Okay, maybe you can change up the makeup a little bit. Maybe you can change up the hair. A little bit, but it's still the same goddamn outfit.
Me resisting the urge to wear my hella outfit every day. I mean, I'd wear it to Walmart if I could. I'm just saying.
Well, so tell me about Atlanta a little bit. You had exposure. It's kind of exciting because you started drag in Gainesville.
Yes.
And then you went to Atlanta and you got a kind of a new perspective.
Oh, I'd say like I learned what I needed to learn here, and then I treat Atlanta as like getting thrown, like chucked out of the nest and thrown into a completely different environment. But like Atlanta is probably responsible. Like my time in Atlanta is probably responsible for like who I am now.
Right.
Like between like having the time to practice, like doing the evolutions, like fade, that's a call it phase one, which makes sense to no one but me because I'm OCD like that. but yeah, like the drag scene there is crazy. You know, it's crazy going to a place that has more than one. You know, drag scene.
Yeah.
You know, we have what, 3 here now? 4 with the drag workshop too. Mm-hmm, so it's like,
oh, we're a scene.
Yeah. I mean,
thanks, Adersha.
And what you guys are doing at the Hippodrome, it's a new drag scene.
True.
I mean, I feel like we need more and more.
A couple of shows in Atlanta. I used to go frequently because I'm from Georgia originally. And I saw the other show, and that was where I was introduced to Eva Destruction, who's now on the new season of Dragula.
There have been the other show has produced like I think 3 or 4 like they're all in my mind they're all big but like everyone knows who they are. Eva Destruction, Violet Chachki,
yeah,
Bitch Pudding.
Oh yeah, Bitch Pudding. Yeah, that's right. I didn't see Bitch Pudding, but I did see Violet Chachki, but she was not in drag. She was just in the audience giving dollars.
Yeah.
And it was very classy. and I didn't go up to her because I was scared.
I think that was the original cast of the other show. I can't be completely certain. I don't know. I'm not like 100% sure on the history, but I know they were part of it. Like Abora, Bitch Pudding, Eva Destruction, and who am I missing? Violet.
Violet.
I think Edie's always been a part of it. I love Edie. She's one of like the best people I met.
So the other show's good.
My favorite. It's probably my favorite drag show to date.
Yeah, I mean, I would. And what is it about that show in particular?
Oh, it is thoroughly entertaining. It's diverse. Every single person, you can tell that they selected their cast for that show to be with entertainment in mind. Like every mm-hmm. single person brings something completely different to that show, and they're all really great entertainers. They've been doing it for a minute, at least long enough to like be really good at their craft. Mm-hmm. And they're all different. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you know, they do their normal like two numbers each kind of thing, and they're mm-hmm. all different. You know, they have like Tasia now. She's the dancer. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. She is a fantastic dancer.
I think I saw her. Has she been doing it for a while?
She's like a local legend in Atlanta.
Okay.
She's really good.
There was some dancer doing a Rihanna mix, and I was very drunk, and I said, she made me love Rihanna more than Rihanna.
I mean, she's got amazing stage presence, and they usually all talk on the mic, and it's just, you get to know them, and they're just like fantastic yeah. entertainers, fantastic people. Cool. Really good on stage.
That's cool. That's interesting that they all get to talk into the mic. You actually were in Mexico a month ago.
Yes.
And that was something similar.
You're right. In Guadalajara. Yeah. So there wasn't an official host. There was like six drag queens, and they would do their numbers. They would do them back to back, and the person doing the number would host and flirt with the audience, and then they would pass the mic to the next girl. And I guess that first girl got out of drag and went home and went to bed. Mm-hmm. So sounds great.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Right.
But it was a really long show.
First of the lineup,
it was a really long show.
It was a long show. It was like 2 hours. We left and didn't finish it. So, but there were like five girls, and they all did. They would do like duets to sort of connect the girls, mm-hmm. but then the first girl would just disappear, and I guess she did what everybody in drag wants to do, which is get out of drag.
Oh yeah,
get drunk. I thought it was get drunk at the bar.
That's, oh right, get drunk at the bar, but then get out of drag.
That's my go-to. That's and then go home, and then the drive-through.
Oh my God, Heavy, I need a break from all of this amazing content, all of this amazing information from Inertia.
Cool. Party.
Party? Oh my God, that reminds me that we're throwing a 90s dance party.
Let's do that. Let's fucking do that shit.
Yeah, we are going to throw a 90s dance party. What do you have any fond memories of the 90s? Were you old enough to remember the 90s?
Oh, girl, I was 10 years old. Yeah, I guess, are we actually recording?
Yes.
All right. Girl, I was 10 years old.
Oh, my God. And that makes you
1990.
73, 74.
40.
Okay. All right.
40.
That's basically 70.
40. Yeah, it's the gay version. In gay years, it's 73. 78, I think I figured out.
One foot in the grave. One foot in the grave.
Yeah, I was
the other fist in a twink.
well, that's your shtick. That's your shtick. I have mine's behind the dumpster.
Oh, okay, right.
With a twink in a twink's fist in my grave.
Oh my God. you call your rectum your grave? That's good. That's uh-huh, gonna be uh-huh, good.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Everything that goes there dies.
So I was 5 off. To 15. Mm-hmm. So I was really immaturely passionate about a lot of crazy things in the 90s.
Oh, for sure.
Did you have a favorite 90s movie?
Oh, I have it. I'm nostalgic about all of the 90s. Okay. Like, we do, so we made a list, right? I did make a list.
Okay.
And this one's your favorite.
What's my favorite? Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember what I said my favorite was.
Mm-hmm. Your second favorite or your first?
I mean, it's hard to like compare the two because I really like both of them a lot.
Okay.
So you're going to say My Cousin Vinny.
Well, I was going to say Single White Female.
Oh, I love Single White Female. Well, that's not my favorite. That's like my fifth favorite.
Oh, it's your
but
fifth favorite.
But it's such a good movie. It's like such a good cult. I mean, basically the plot is...
Your life
Jennifer
story.
Jennifer Jason Leigh uh-huh. moves in. No.
It's not your life
Jennifer
story?
Jennifer Jason Leigh moves in with this woman. It turns out Jennifer Jason Leigh is a twin. I think she like killed her twin and it made her crazy. And now she's like obsessed with the person she moved in with. She starts dressing like her. She gets her hair cut like her. She fucks her boyfriend. And then she kills that boyfriend.
Said boyfriend.
By stabbing him in the eye with a stiletto.
Well, I mean, he did cheat on her. What a bitch.
No, the evil one
right.
that he cheated on her with.
Right, exactly.
And then she stabbed him.
I mean, that's good enough reason to kill him, right?
Yeah, but in his defense, the lights were out, so he had no way of knowing.
Well, it's too late now. That bitch had to die.
Anyway, it's a really good movie. And you know what? I don't know why, but it's very like... lesbian erotic. I just know that because all of the lesbians in my family really liked that movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew early that I was a drag queen.
Oh, okay.
And a lesbian. Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. Both of those things. Mm-hmm. First of all, they are both references to the movies, lesbian and drag queen. The first one is, I think probably my number one favorite comedy is Mrs. Doubtfire.
I gotta say,
she was just hilarious. Robin Williams was hilarious, but Mrs. Yes. Doubtfire was an amazing character. And she, there's the, it was the bit of foam oil and it was so chewy. Who knew? When they're doing her makeup, they're trying to, and she ends up looking like Barbara Streisand. She's like a little bit.
There's that little montage, makeover montage. Uh-huh.
Which, perfect 90s form.
Classic 90s. And 80s, I guess.
If you want to also connect to another Robin Williams, The Birdcage was another one.
Oh, that's right.
That was super cute and gay in Miami.
I always think that I hate Robin Williams, but I actually love both of those movies.
Yeah.
Especially The Birdcage.
Yeah, The Birdcage is really good.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the song that they exit out of the club with?
We are family. Yeah, of course I do. That's a great song.
I got all my sisters with me.
That's the Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think. I'll Google it.
Well, okay.
Or you can Google it and tweet us.
Whatever.
Tweet us at go fuck yourself.
Heavy Creams.
Heavycreams.com.
No hashtags.
No hashtags.
Just at Heavy Creams.
At Heavy Creams.
You can Twitter us. Twitter tweet us.
Okay. And I don't have a Twitter, so that's fine.
You're going to work on that, right?
I don't even know what the kids are doing.
Yeah, what the kids are doing. You just got the Instagrams.
I got the Instagrams about four. No, that's not true. I've had one for years, but I just learned to use it maybe 6 months ago.
And you still don't know.
Now you
have six Instagrams.
My other favorite movie.
What is her Friendstagram, girl?
My Friendstagram?
Mm-hmm. Friendsta. Your Friendsta.
Yeah, it's at Cindy TV.
Mm-hmm. That's your Friendsta. You don't even know what a Friendsta is.
What's a Friendsta?
Friendsta is the Instagram that you have so your parents don't see. So only your friends, it's a private Instagram. And only your friends can see your posts, so that when you're talking trash about something crazy, one of your teachers or whatever, your parents don't see.
When you're being explicit, mm-hmm. and you don't want your grandma to see. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah. So anyway, let's just talk about, let's go into the real topic. What this is really, really all about mm-hmm. is childhood celebrity crushes.
Hey everyone, it's me, Cindy TV. If you are interested in listening to the dramatic conclusion of our conversation about the 90s, especially who Heavy Cream had a crush on during her formative years, then please visit our Patreon at patreon.com/dragdrivethrough. Back to our interview with Inertia.
We do have a really important question for you. This is, we're going to call this, at the moment, the working name is Drive-Thru Confessions.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness.
Drive-Thru Confessions. Do you have a drive-thru? What is the last place that you went through drive-thru, and what was the situation around it?
Oh, it was pretty boring.
Was it yesterday?
Wait, when was it? Was it this morning?
No, it was yesterday.
Although if you show up late with some Starbucks.
I almost went to Dunkin' Donuts.
That's that gay meme. Okay.
You gotta have your iced coffee. Uh-huh. That's what keeps us powerful. No, I'm pretty sure the LGBT community is the only one keeping the iced coffee industry alive.
For sure. Yeah.
No, I went yesterday to just get food.
Where was it?
McDonald's. I'm ashamed.
No, see, this is why this is drive-thru confessions.
They released a list of all these companies that are supporting Trump in the next election, and McDonald's was one of them. We knew Chick-fil-A, but like McDonald's, like IHOP,
Publix, right?
Publix too. And I'm first Pizza you take Hut. Away my McDonald's, and now you take away my chicken tender subs, and I'm just like, I can't. Well, I mean, I have to
Pizza Hut.
It's hard to be a good person.
Honey, Pizza Hut is on the list.
I hear you. I hear
and
you.
And now
I never thought the person who ran Pizza Hut was a good person ever. Not even for once.
You always do. You always
not
do
even for once trouble in my life. Did I think that.
You say you're not going to go to McDonald's and then you finish a drag show. It's 4 a.m. and you're starving.
Is this where, is this what happened? You had finished a drag show?
Not
and then
this
you went?
Time. It's most no. of the time. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yesterday was
this time it was just for lunch.
It was before the drag.
It was more, we were getting ready for Babes for Babes, and it's like one of those things where you wake up and you're like, oh crap, I gotta start painting.
You ate McDonald's before a drag show?
Yeah.
She's skinny, God. Bitch.
She's a skinny bitch.
Skinny fucking bitch.
And then she cinched it in, threw it up. Yeah. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, that's my process.
Isn't that everybody's? I thought that was everybody's process.
Oh God. To start throwing
well,
up, I get
so
it.
So what did you order? This is the confession.
Double cheeseburger meal.
With what on it?
Wait, they still have the double cheeseburger meal? Because when I yes, go through do. McDonald's and try to order the double cheeseburger meal, they say, we can no longer do that in a meal. And I say...
Well, maybe they don't like you.
Maybe it's the maybe it's the specific McDonald's.
Did you who have you been going to?
I go to one in Ocala.
That's why.
The
that's
last
your
time
problem.
I went, I got... it was like 6 p.m. and I got two breakfast sandwiches because they have the buy one, get one for a dollar.
I love their breakfast sandwiches. Oh,
it's like they're covered in syrup. It's amazing.
Yeah, are you clearly making reference to one particular sandwich?
Yeah, what the it's
the
not
syrup
the
covered sandwich.
It's the it, what is that called?
It's like they're covered the
McGriddle.
In syrup.
The McGriddle. You knew you
I
were did. Like.
I was waiting. I was letting you.
You said it's like they're all covered in syrup.
I
tried
do
the
know,
syrup covered.
I don't know much, but I do know menus.
Okay,
from drive-thrus,
all right, good,
okay?
Good.
That's fair.
And that's why this is drag drive-thru. Okay, so that's great. I have had my own experience this morning. As a matter of fact, I went through drive-thru, was waiting for you guys to show up, and I was like, well, fuck
okay,
it. Well,
all
fuck
right.
It. I'm just
hey,
going to go
I was
get breakfast.
Here. I was just in bed.
Oh, yeah. 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 I let her sleep. I hadn't heard from you yet, so I just figured whatever.
I'm
so
literally going to set this up in the bedroom beside the bed, and I'm just going to stay in bed and lean the microphone over me.
I really think we knew, last time we knew that... we don't have to get into this now, but we did know we didn't want to do early morning ones and we did later afternoon ones.
Yeah.
And now we're kind of like back at that.
The only reason I did the early morning is because we're going home.
For, yeah. Where are you from?
Fort Myers. So oh, like South Florida.
Lame. Okay.
Yeah, that's boring.
I know. It's
it really is. I drive
I thought
past
you might have been
it.
From Georgia, actually. And I was no. like going to be like, where?
Oh, oh. Well, now listen, you've had
well,
a-
I mean, I'm originally from Rhode Island.
Rhode like, Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't drive
Lord.
There.
No, you can't. I mean,
is that Bernie Sanders? Does that mean Bernie Sanders? Is
that's Vermont. Oh, that's Vermont.
Okay, well, there's all the same.
Go right, Bernie.
All the same right there.
Oh, definitely.
All the same right there. Go Elizabeth Warren. We're a divided household.
After.
Divided podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm fine with both of those yeah, candidates, yeah. as long as
who
it's not
it?
Joe Biden.
We'll see. It could probably be Joe Biden, and we might have to just go with it.
Oh, I mean, I'm gonna vote for whatever Democrat wins the primary, no matter what happens. But
or independent, or
well,
science
who's not
alien. I don't. I'll vote for an alien.
I will vote for an entity that came out of.
Yeah,
the spirit
yeah.
realm.
That comes like out if, of the Democratic if, primary debate.
Literally.
Like if they're just providing, like if they're just
you're referring to Marianne Williamson at this point, right? She's like orb
oh
mother.
God, she really is though, and she's adorable. She's super adorable.
I would
adorable.
Vote for a floating piece of corn before I would vote for Trump.
I'm in. This the aliens that do the anal probes.
Oh yeah, especially yeah. Daddy.
A deity.
Gotta go.
Daddy Martian. Okay. Well, anyway, you have had a little bit of a glow up in the last couple of months. Is that, would you agree?
Yeah.
I would say that.
Yeah.
What do you think, is an indicator of that?
I'd say the biggest one is like yourself noticing kind of thing. Like, I mean, cause like you're always going to improve. If you're doing it right, you're always going to improve. Like, and you're not going to be stagnant. You're always going to be changing things up. Mm-hmm. When you get to me, it was like when I got to a point where I could take a picture and not be like, you know what I mean? Like feel weird about it.
You would see flaws, too many flaws.
I still see flaws. Like that's something that I'm trying to shake. It's like, I'll see it. I'll take a picture and I can just the more I stare at it, the more you see like that line's uneven or mm-hmm. why is my lash lower here mm-hmm. than it is mm-hmm. here? And it's like, sometimes you can't help that like mm-hmm. kind of thing, especially action shots.
Yeah.
But
like, my eyes are uneven anyway. So no, that's mine, just how it
you
is.
You learn real quick, but you learn real quick when you start doing drag that like about your like face.
Hey, that's interesting. You say that Bud said the same thing about, or Cindy said the same thing about when she started. She had never, she never looked at yourself as often.
No, it's like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've never seen my face as much as when I
learned that my eyelids are actually uneven. So, like, when I put my...
I'm looking at them now.
Don't look at my lids. How dare you? No, when
oh,
I...
Oh, yeah, one needs to... You need to do crunches on the right side. Like, just...
It's like, because I don't know what... I don't know what happened. Maybe something in the childhood I got to reevaluate. But, like, one of my lids is a little bit lower than the other. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I do my eye makeup and I try to do my wing, it if I'm not careful, it goes uneven very quick. And then lashes is like I have to put one slightly higher than the other, which drives me insane because I feel like it's going to look crazy. But it does.
Well, and
like,
it feels strange on your face.
Oh, definitely. Because you can tell. Like you can feel when it's like that. But like I had to learn that. And I was like, I've never once considered that an option. I was like, is that what's wrong with me? And I was like, is that why no one loves me, my uneven eyelids? And I was like, no.
Well, and your wigs are new.
Yeah. Well.
Well. Okay. You don't have, but they've been like getting more and more advanced and interesting.
Yes.
I think.
That's my favorite. Like, I love big wigs. I love style wigs.
Same. Same.
Big hair is like everything to me.
And your drag mom. Who is your drag mom?
I have two. Aurora is the OG. She taught me like everything I needed to know to be. She actually it was.
And she's still helping you out. You hosted a show last night. And
Because it was my first time. Hosting something, and she was there just helping, critiquing, doing her thing, which is very helpful. No, it's very helpful.
Yelling she's, from the sidelines. You're doing that wrong.
No, she's 100% honest and truthful as a drag mother, and it is the best thing you can ask for because she doesn't. She's nice, but she doesn't sugarcoat it.
Right. Nothing.
She's, you know, she'll tell you what's wrong because you need to know, and you also need to learn real quick that like you're gonna have people who are like fake to you and like tell you you're doing fantastic. Just to keep you like lower, and so she's gonna she is the
oh my god
well it's true it's she's the type of person that'll be like that sucked but here's why it sucked.
Well, who would treat you like that?
No,
like,
I mean I
can't
it's
imagine
the, it's just like the in the drag community it's it can be vicious, but it's like
the heavy cream.
I don't know if you've heard of her, but her name is like I think she's called Heavy Cream. She does that a lot. No, I'm kidding. This bitch tried to shank me in the parking lot one. No, I'm kidding.
I tried to shake her?
Shank.
Oh, shank. Oh, yes. Yeah.
She made a shank out of her heel. You should have seen it. It was really impressive.
Yeah.
That's why
it's great.
You learn a lot.
Is that why she falls all over?
You learn a lot. Because
her heels are knives.
Heels are knives.
Can we talk about how dope that would actually be?
That would be a great heel, actually.
I can see the Bohems doing something like that.
A knife heel? Oh, shit. Somebody get on it. Literally.
Like the bone heels, those are pretty cool.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
An entire heel made of like a skeleton.
Oh, a tire heel.
That too.
Oh, that's less
when
sexy.
When you gotta go. When
less
you're a girl
sexy.
On the go.
Oh, the shank, the heel shank was sexy.
Yes.
But the tire heel is not.
Yeah,
okay.
It's when you got a performance.
Burner is always sexy.
No.
Well, it's when you got a performance at 9 and you gotta cut a bitch at 10.
You always do. It's a little quick turnaround. I learned a lot in prison, actually.
Yeah. That's where she got it from.
I've been trying to tell that joke for 20 minutes, y'all.
Oh, God.
No one in particular. Just like drag can be. Everyone, it is an art form, but it is a highly competitive art form. That's both a problem, but an unavoidable truth. And so it's like, not everyone's going to tell you the truth because not everyone's looking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They'll be like, yeah, you did great. But like, it's the people who are trying to teach you that are going to tell you the truth. That's what Roro does. Mm-hmm. She'll tell me everything that's wrong. She'll tell me why it's wrong, and then I'll do it again. Mm-hmm. And if it's still wrong, she'll be like, nope, that's wrong, pussy hoe. Like,
that's what she says, pussy hoe?
Okay.
Pussy hoe.
Exactly.
Well, this is a child's podcast.
Great.
So
sorry.
That's...
We do make this for underage drag queens. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, there's more and more of them coming up. So our listenership is now 4 people, but we're getting more.
The 4-year-old.
1, 2, 3. So
yeah, it's Hilberto. It's Cindy's father.
Yeah, but we're turning Hilberto's nieces into drag queens against their will. We're gonna have 2 more soon.
Your gunkles.
So she's my first mother. She's the OG mother. Taught me everything, and it, what she taught me was allowed me to be successful out of state. It was actually incredible. My second mother is Kyla McRae Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She expressed interest and wanted to be my mother. And she's very useful for like the comedy side.
Isn't it interesting how they bring different things to you?
I always tell people it's like, it's not a, like you want to have, like when you pick your first mother is usually not going to be like craftfully chosen. It's going to be like, I want to do drag, and mm-hmm. they're going to teach you. Mm-hmm. And then from that point on, every mother you take on should be like something that something they should be reflective of what you want to do. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm very interested in doing comedy pageants mm-hmm. after I saw them. Because I went and saw the National Comedy right. Pageant, and that's mm-hmm. something Kyla excels at, mm-hmm. like magnificently. Mm-hmm. And that's something she already expressed interest in, like in me, and wanting to teach me. And I feel like that's something that could be very useful. So I could learn a lot from her in that regard.
Do you think it helped that you got a chance to perform at Pride, at the Pride show? What was it called? Residence?
Pam show?
Well, I mean,
with RuPaul's Drag Queens.
Yeah. That was an experience in many, many.
I'd love to hear
so
about it.
So who was there? Wait. There was a cyst incident, right?
A cysty.
Yeah, so she didn't make it.
Soju didn't come, but it was Ariel and Gia.
Gia. Soju didn't come.
Yeah. Oh, Gia's one of your favorites.
Gia is one of my favorites.
Gia was so sweet, though. She really was. She showed up late. She was having issues with getting there on time.
The plane. Yeah.
It was
Soju
horrible.
Soju had the same problem.
Yeah, that's why Soju couldn't come. Mm-hmm. And Ariel was... She was nice.
How was that? So what was it like?
It was interesting. I'd say like...
You were nervous as fuck, weren't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. When I... it was like... Because at that point, up till like up till an event I did in Atlanta, that was the biggest stage I'd ever performed on. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of crazy. And it's like literally just the year before I was watching that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like, it's kind of mind blowing how quickly things can change. Mm-hmm. So I was nervous. Yeah. But mm-hmm. like, I had a great time.
Good. That's amazing. And I mean, it is a nervous experience, right?
Yeah.
But like almost all, every time you do it, it's almost the same feeling as the first time you go out and perform.
Yeah.
As doing a stage that big.
Well, I still get nervous every time I perform. Yeah. Like someone told me a long time ago, and it was
a good sign.
It was an internship. It's like, if you're not nervous for something, then you're not doing it right. Or you don't care enough about it kind of thing.
Well, I'm never nervous. So that's
just phoning it in. Uh-huh. Literally, she just plays the video on her phone.
Replay.
Hold it up.
Oh, that's happened before, you know. We couldn't get my music to work, and I literally used the microphone to my phone.
Oh, you learn quick and dry. You just gotta do what you gotta do sometimes.
Just gotta do it.
Oh yeah, that was terrible, actually. Yeah, and that didn't work at all. Well, this is not advice. I think we stopped it halfway through because we're like, this is annoying.
This is boring.
Yeah.
I was just going around mouthing words at people. Didn't know the words anyway, so
like
it was just watermelon cantaloupe.
It's like me at that last the last watch party doing bad guy. I thought I knew those words. I had practiced.
Yeah.
I said,
happens.
Oh my
it
God, happens. I did not.
So what do you want to do next? You know, what's Gainesville look like for you in drag? Where are you kind of like angling? What's your direction?
I'm actually starting on Tuesdays now.
Oh, good.
Just a monthly show.
A monthly Tuesday show.
Yeah. For
University Club.
Yes. At the University Club. It leads into karaoke.
Oh, cute.
It's musical genre themed. It's just something fun.
Musical drama.
Not drama. Genre. So it's going to be called, now that's what I call Tuesdays.
Okay.
And,
oh, that's cute.
The whole point. Because there's karaoke.
Okay. I was just thinking about how I am dying for musical theater.
See, like that would be one of the genres. Yeah. One of the months. Or, I mean, hopefully it's like maybe every other week kind of thing. But in Atlanta, they have drag shows for literally everything. And karaoke is a really popular one. Mm. Like they'll have a little drag show before the karaoke, which is what we're going to do. And it leads people into the karaoke, and the queens will stay around for a little bit of the karaoke. And it's just a really fun, interactive, and very intimate experience because the setting is smaller. It'll be upstairs on the third floor. No, like no spotlight or anything. You're just performing for people who want to be there.
Yeah.
It's, like it should be a fun experience.
Yeah. When do you think that'll start up?
I'm trying to get it started in late September, mid September. I'm just waiting for it. We just did cast photos at UC. Uh-huh. And I'm waiting. And I did photos with Josh personally. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting for those photos to come out.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And then you create your collateral around it. Yeah. We've just been.
Another thing we're starting about thinking about doing, and that's something Daryl really wanted to get started with, is a monthly bingo night.
Uh huh.
And what's interesting about that is, I'll be the one hosting the Tuesday for sure. Mm-hmm. The Sunday, it would be on a Sunday. It'd be one of the the one Sunday that isn't touched.
Right.
It would be monthly. And what's going to be interesting about it is it will always be two drag queens hosting the bingo, but it will always be two different because I wanted to create an opportunity for hosting.
Oh, cool.
That's a great idea.
So
great
like the first one will obviously be me because I want to just see how it runs and I'll always be there just to make sure everything goes well. because, you know, someone's got to be responsible for for everything.
Yeah. But it's kind of nice to maybe take a back seat and produce the show, but not always have to do a thing.
Yeah. So it teaches you, like, I mean, it's time. We need an opportunity because, you know, it's...
Just so you know, queens aren't on time.
No, it's... I don't know what you're talking about.
You know.
No, but it's I mean, everyone likes drag and bingo go together, like you wouldn't, like, I mean, come on, it's like one of the most iconic
things that
drag queens do.
Chastity Rose used to do drag queen bingo.
That's why Daryl wanted to bring it back, because it hasn't happened in a while. Mm-hmm. And he said it used to be a really, like, really fun experience. Mm-hmm. But, like, it really does, and like, in my mindset, it would provide every month two queens who have not hosted before the opportunity to actually run an event and host an event, which is something we don't do here.
I love that. I'm sure. And you can reach out to Inertia. How can people reach you, Inertia? Can they find
Facebook,
you on Instagram?
What are those?
How do they do that? How do they find you?
On Facebook, you just type in Inertia. I don't imagine there's a lot of people named Inertia. If there are, I'd really like to meet them. No.
just spelled creatively.
That one's easy. You just type Inertia on Facebook and you should find me. Mm-hmm. Instagram, it's at @all_that_inertia. Because that was what I made.
All that inertia.
All_that_inertia.
I've been thinking about changing my
and inertia is spelled N A R S H A.
Not inertia.
Well, our audience is illiterate anyway, so
I
it's
too.
Fine.
It's okay.
This is the third time you've used that word. And
illiterate?
Minutes. Yeah. She likes it.
I just do math.
You fucking illiterate.
Well, thanks for being with us today. We've really enjoyed it. And we're excited to get ready to see you do a show of your own and some bingo. And
that's exciting. I'm never going to come to the Tuesday thing.
How dare you?
Sorry. I have to work on Wednesdays.
It's
crazy.
It's early.
It's early. Okay, maybe. Maybe I will. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll come and support.
The whole reason it was built was it's a 9 to 9:45 show for people who don't want to come out on a Saturday or a Friday, like club night.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't run until 2 a.m.
That sounds cool.
Karaoke runs until 2 a.m.
We connect with that. That's sort of something we've been doing.
And it's short. One number. Yeah. A queen. Like, yeah.
Cool.
I prefer short drag shows.
Me too. It's good. And you know, you can't exhaust people.
Oh, right.
You know, you really just can't
oversaturate
exhaust
people.
Yeah. So it's nice to have a little short show.
And that's why
an early
it's
short
too.
Show.
Mm-hmm. So it's like people can be excited about certain things and it leads right into karaoke. You either stay, do karaoke, or go home.
That's great. I love it. Well, thanks for being with us. We'll say goodbye. I don't know how do we say goodbye in drag drive through.
Would you like fries with that?
No? I'd like to upsize it.
We just get hit by a car.
just like, could you wait up by the second window, please?
Can you please pull up to drive through number 3? Thank you.
Could you pull
we'll
up a little bit?
We'll be with you in about 2.5 hours. Okay, we actually lost your order.
Oh,
Inertia. So sorry. So sorry. Please don't call corporate. Okay, bye. Are you hungry for more drag drive-through? Hi, I'm podcast host Heavy Cream, and I want to invite you to join our exclusive drag drive-through community on Patreon. Cindy, what do they get?
Well, it depends on how much money they give, first of all.
Okay, well.
So we have a lot of different levels. The easiest to start with is the value menu. It's only $2. So imagine you're at a show. You come to one of our shows once a month and you give me $1 and Heavy $1.
That's really promising.
And for that, we mention you on the podcast. We give you a little shout out to say thank you.
They can pay us in pennies.
They can pay us all in pennies. That's true. Now, if you want to step that up a little bit.
Step your pussy up, honey.
Then you can get our double with cheese, which is $5.99. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for that, you will get a shout out and we will read you on the podcast.
Fulfilled.
Read you fulfilled.
Fulfilled, honey.
Are you a masochist when it comes to drag queens? Well, you know, we'll make fun of you.
Yeah, that's easy. Yeah, girl.
That's easy.
Girl, the library is open.
Okay. Now, at the $10 level, not only do you get a mention and a read, but you'll get early access to all of our podcast materials on Patreon.
And we call that the Queen Combo.
That's the Queen Combo. Yes, Queen.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you've got one or more in your family, and you maybe a little partner, a little husband, a little wife.
Right, we've got the couple combo for those people.
Or you're just a dog.
Now, the couple combo is $15. We'll give you all the previous rewards that we've mentioned, plus printed and signed photographs of Cindy TV and Heavy Cream.
Oh, now that is VIP.
Oh, my God.
That is VIP.
So that way you can get it, crumple it up, throw it in the garbage, whatever you want to do.
I'm going to take mine in front of a garbage. So that's where it belongs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, post it on the garbage, draw dicks on it, whatever you feel is appropriate.
Cross out my face.
Now, this is for people with children who want to listen, especially children below 5 that are listening. This is the family meal deal, which is a 20. This is for daddies and twinks, daddies with multiple twinks. This is
sugar daddies and their twinkies.
Yeah, this is the family meal deal, and this is a $25 level. So we're giving you all the previous rewards, including the signed photo. Plus, we'll send you a T-shirt for Drag Drive Through.
That's right. That's right.
You can wear the Drag Drive-Thru T-shirt at the gym or at the buffet or at the drive-thru. Buffet.
Yeah, at the drive-thru. I'm in. Count me in.
Okay. Finally, that's not finally. We also have the Sugar Daddy special. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is for anybody that is recruiting more twinks. Mm-hmm. We'll give you all the previous rewards. Plus, we're going to call you on the podcast and you can say what the fuck ever you want.
Right. Tell us off if you want. Listen, this is for our haters.
Oh my God. You know what? If you want to hate, we will give you the platform. We'll allow you.
I'll allow it. This is art. Okay.
And then last but not least, we have at $1,000 level, mm-hmm, the behind the dumpster. Now, Heavy, what will you do for $1,000 behind a dumpster?
Well, I'll do a lot for a Klondike bar.
Okay. So $1,000 buys a lot of Klondike bars, girl.
You could punch me in the face.
Oh. I don't know if I have an extra $1,000, but it's tempting.
I mean, I'm just letting people know it's a possibility.
Okay, so we'll give you all the previous rewards plus 15 minutes with us behind the drive-through dumpster of your choice.
Mm-hmm. You get to choose. Is it going to be an Arby's?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a McDonald's?
I think we should bring the recording equipment just to make sure.
You got to like...
And whether we upload it to the podcast regular content, the Patreon premium content, or to XTube will be up to what happens there.
Pornhub. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The new Tumblr.
The new Tumblr.
Tumblr. The new Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, thank you guys so much for your support. Again, that's Drag Drive Through on Patreon. Mm-hmm.
That's patreon.com/drag drive through.
Thank you.